Well, first of all, I think that, I think if South Carolina is a really, really good football team, I think you have to give them a lot of credit. And certainly, I think they deserve it. Very well coached. Didn't make many mistakes. Certainly took advantage of some of the mistakes that we made, certainly field position in the first half with our kicking game. And that was a pretty dominating performance. So we're, we'll learn from it and get better. Excuse me, 2 for 12? Yeah, well, first of all, I think you give their front six a lot of credit. Okay, they're really, really good. Obviously, we're very young. And, overall, they won that battle. It's obvious. You get them in third longs, and that's not real good against that group to do that against. And the pressure they put on you, it's very difficult. We will learn from that. But they are really, really talented, and they play very, very well.
Here, at what point in the week did you know James was going to play?
Well, we thought overall he was going to from Wednesday morning on. I thought he did okay. I'd have to go back and look at the film. It's difficult, in that environment, certainly. Up front when we were playing some of those people that, they're a top 10 team. Who knows, maybe they're a top 5 team. And they're real good. They're really, really good. We've been doing this a long time. The front six are, So I think that's where it starts. But I think we certainly should have played better. And, I got coached better.
Coach, what about special teams? They had a ton of return yards.
Yeah, I said that. I said that at halftime, in the interview at halftime with CBS that the field position was staggering, and so much of it is it was tackling, a lot of it is hang time. You have 2-3 hang time on a punt, you got problems. Okay, especially with the quickness of the people they had back there. It's the same. So that was huge, and we give them short fields, and that's very difficult.
And you had a player go for a strip instead of a tackle on a punt return.
Yeah, sometimes we did that. We try to get out. If the ball comes out, it's fine. And, you go for strips when you know the player's secure, then you try to rip the ball out. First player there going for strips shouldn't be doing that. So that's coaching.
Tight end, they had a series. I think you dropped 4 balls.
Yeah, right in that spot zone there when you block, you back out and you block all the curls and the digs and everything. And, they identified that spot, and they got it pretty good. And we tried to play a little man coverage, and they picked it in the third quarter. Afterwards, but we were forcing the underneath throw and then didn't rally on the throw fast enough, and they were having some missed tackles too. Instead of a 5-yard gain, you had a 9-yard gain, and that was difficult.
There, I'm not saying the big picture, but the illegal formation early in the game. Did you understand the call?
They said our right tackle was off the ball, and what happened when you play, defensive ends like this, you try to get off as far as you can, alignment-wise. And I would suggest, and this is what they said, that he was so far off they couldn't generally get a warning, but he was so far off that we couldn't even get a warning. And what was frustrating for me is we worked so hard on that all week. So that's coaching. That shouldn't happen. But that was one play, one series, obviously. We got a break. They got a break on that. It was a third down call. And we got a break, obviously, on the call. That illegal block or whatever they had done on that one long touchdown run.
Did you think you would get a little more just of a bump or something out of that goal line stand? Because it was right after that.
Certainly. And, we just didn't. So, it's, we certainly give them credit. But I was very disappointed how we played.
After a game like that, is the approach over the next 24 hours any different as far as bury it and get past it?
No, it's no different. We always do. We win or lose, we analyze it the same way since the day we've been here. Okay, there's a lot of things to learn that it's real important to learn things. You got to learn things, you got to apply them. We don't ever just throw it under the rug and move on. We don't do that.
I'm sure you want to see the film, but did you get a look at what happened on the touchdown pass South Carolina had before halftime?
Yeah, I where I see it, I couldn't get a good shot on that.
Coach, how did this atmosphere here compare to the previous places you have been?
We played a lot of great places. This is a great place. We've played in Texas and Oklahoma and A&M when it's crazy like this. It's a great place to play college football. So when you're great, they're all the great places are crazy like this. It's they got great fans. And it's awesome, but. We didn't jump off sides, those types of things, which is good. But obviously our focus wasn't good enough. And that's my responsibility.
What's your thoughts coming into the game about, maybe question mark over his health? Throws for 20 straight completions, sets a school record. Was that something?
Shaw, you're talking about? Yes. Yeah, he played really well. He can run well. He protected himself and ran the football, too. He went down fast. And so I thought he did a really good job. He runs a quarterback draw. He's quick. He's athletic. Puts a lot of pressure on you. And, you know, when you have a guy like that, it slows some of your fast people. It slows them down because you've got to be very cautious of them. So I thought he played exceptionally well and moved the ball well. And, you know, their offense did a good job.
What's your assessment to 42 as a season?
Nothing, just looking forward to the next one.
Gary, it's kind of a struggle again to get the ball downfield in the passing game compared to what you guys were able to do last year. Is that just better defense you're playing, or have you seen some things that you're not liking?
Well, generally when you get the ball downfield, you have to have time. You have to have time to let it develop. And when you've got some of the problems we have, you know, you got the guys coming off the corner that you got. And so those are some of the issues you got. You also, if you throw the football down, if you have struggle moving the football, this is calling plays one-on-one, as Washington's the same way, is that if you're struggling with the football and all of a sudden you throw, you throw the ball, you got incomplete, you know, and you got second and ten, and you got incomplete, you know, so it's a kind of a, you know, you're trying to get things to work. It's difficult, and you know we got to work our ways out of it.
With the amount of pressure that you guys have seen, is there any danger about a quarterback getting tentative in the pocket? Is that
No, I think all quarterbacks, you know, I think you know. Understand what's going on. I think they feel that when it's necessary sometimes they're not going to have time to hold on to football. But I don't think it's any different than the NFL. So I mean, it's the same thing. I mean, there's certain times you got people coming off the corner that are very talented, and you know you're going to have a limited amount of time. But you know that's why you try to do everything you can to avoid third and tens, third and nines, third and elevens, because you got to have time for it to develop. You can throw it right underneath and just throw a completion, and then you gain 6 yards, you punt. That's kind of the vicious cycle you get in when you're struggling offensively, and that's what we're doing. We're struggling.
Gary, did Russ Hansbrough jump over Marcus Murphy on the depth chart? I don't think Marcus had a carry till late.
No, he was in. I'm a carry. We rotate plays. No. He just went in. The first time he went in, he fumbled the football, and then he did some good things at the end right there.
It was just
the end of the game, fourth quarter. James Franklin's our starter.
It appears that special teams play very good.
Yeah, it was. Real disappointed in them. But you know, give credit to them. Their special teams really helped them. But you can't have 2-3 hang times, things like that, against a really good athlete back there like that. You're asking for trouble. And that's the first thing I said in an interview at halftime. It was the first thing I said. The field position and the kicking game was just really, really awful. But you know, we coach that too. That's you know, I'm not blaming players. That's my fault.
You have an issue with your front offensive line at this point. Do you have to do different things now offensively, maybe leave a tight end in, leave a tailback to chip dive?
Yeah, we've done that a little bit. We tried to do that a little bit. You know, but there's also you've got to get enough people out where you get a chance to get people downfield. So, I mean, when you bring somebody in, they bring somebody in. You bring another person in, they bring another person in. And it's just, you know, then it's still kind of a cat and mouse game. But we did that a little bit. We kept our back in a little bit at times, trying to help ourselves a little bit. But it's just very, very difficult. You know, they're playing, getting back to the SEC games. And we played, two teams that are top 10 in the SEC. You know, they might be top five teams. In the end, we don't know. But they're, you know, we played two great football teams. And I think you give them credit.
Did Mitch Morse get injured in the first half?
Yeah, he got hurt. He got hurt, strained knee. So he was out for 10 plus, I mean, I don't know how many plays he was out, 10, 12 plays, until the trainer came back, and we have it organized, that, you know, that who they go to make sure that it's communicated. Evan Bain, you know, I think turned an ankle or something, too, and they taped him at halftime. So.
How about that? Good?
Just hamstring got tight, and got to pull him back out.
Good?
One question, Coach, with that EJ Square draft, then they're safety. Was there anything you thought you guys could accomplish?
Well, he's a great player, but again, you know, the greatest thing that secondary has going for him, I mean, they're good players, but the greatest thing I got for him, like any good secondary, those six guys up front. It makes you a lot better fast. Okay.
All right, thanks, Chris.